Namaste, welcome. As you dive deeper into self-inquiry and try all the different ways that we can investigate what we really are, you might begin to notice something that becomes more and more apparent, as it did for me. And that is that this idea that there is some kind of final seeing, some end point where you have a big enough or deep enough seeing of what you actually are, and this kind of will be some final moment where suddenly now you're awake and you're enlightened and all of that stuff where you weren't before. This idea will become kind of clearer and clearer that this is inside all of us, that there is a final answer to our self-inquiry, a final experience, an experiential seeing that's deep enough that it changes everything. And for me, it just wasn't like that. There was just deeper and deeper seeings each time. Each time I self-inquired, I actually looked and tried to find where and what I actually am. It was deeper somehow. And that's still happening for me even now. There isn't any kind of final seeing. There are seeings that are very deep that are going to kind of wash away our ability to suffer. But the next one will be deeper than that if you're open, and even deeper than that, and more revelation is possible each time we have a seeing, because we are freer of illusion. We are clearer to be able to understand what we're seeing and experiencing in and as our own self. So if you can just kind of relax about it a little bit and just kind of accept that for the rest of this body-mind's existence, it's going to be getting clearer and clearer and deeper and deeper. And that is happening for all of us. There's no point where that stopped for me. There is no, the revelations are kind of less and less impactful energetically because for me, at first they were very impactful. They brought up a lot of energy sometimes for me to work through and deal with. Energy that had been tied up in a particular concept about myself that was seen to be not true. When I saw I couldn't find an edge to myself, for example, you know, that one was like, whoa, and all this energy was liberated and I had to work through that until that was kind of normal for me to feel that kind of energy. And you'll notice this happening within yourself. And beliefs will come up to be examined through our contemplation that are in opposition to what we're seeing in our self-inquiry. But that doesn't mean that there's an end point suddenly. You know, you'll just look one day and realize that you no longer really think like a separate being. Or before that occurs even, you'll realize you no longer think like a separate being most of the time. Some fraction it will still be, fraction of your day and your thoughts will be still in separation. But that will be less and less each day as you see through clearer and clearer. But wait, I'm not separate to that being or that thing or whatever it is that we're thinking about. So just relaxing more in that, no matter how big and profound, even if you Krishna suddenly appeared in front of you and touched you on the third eye, this massive apocalyptic seeing happened where it was just so, so clear and you couldn't go back into thoughts ever again, believing yourself to be separate anywhere, if that just obliterated your entire ability to suffer, there would be something even deeper and more profound to experience the very next day, the very next time. After, it might take some time to work through the impact of that kind of seeing. I'm really not excited by that kind of seeing. I'm excited by the person who will recognize what I'm saying right now and understand that it's always going to be getting clearer. That's the nature of infinite. There's no end to it, even here. Paradoxical, I know, it seems. How can I recognize with enough clarity to understand I'm not separate to anything, that it stops me suffering, and yet also be seeing clearer and clearer each and every day? How does that continue to deepen if I have seen myself clearly? Well, I can't really answer that except to say the body and mind keep experiencing what you really are, deeper and deeper and deeper, clearer and clearer. As if we've walked into a dark room with a tiny little match and we get an inkling of what we actually are. Then we hold two matches and then we get a little torch and then we get a bigger torch. And then eventually, you know, we switch on the light in the room because we find a light switch. And then we get a brighter bulb, a more powerful wattage in the bulb. And on and on it goes. And there is no end to that. Seeing what's already there and always has been clearer and clearer. So I'm just trying to kind of destroy your expectations of inquiry that there is some future moment where you're going to have this hugely transformative epiphany. I've seen people have those and forget them right afterwards, go right back into suffering. I don't really find them all that important, to be honest. It might seem like something's happening and our ego likes them, but I've seen people go right to the absolute, see the absolute truth of what they are. The very next day, they're back into suffering because they were looking for some final moment. And when that huge seeing disappeared, when it is over, as all experiences will be at some point, it left them with this unfulfilled expectation. That should have been it, says mind. What am I doing wrong, says mind, all of that stuff. So hopefully clearer from what I'm saying, no matter what happens today, there's always a potential for clearer and deeper. So if you just relax into that, you're never going to get it done in that way. You're never going to arrive at a final seeing. And why would you want to? And each one is going to bring you more clarity, more joy, more understanding, more distance from the mind, more distance from your karmic patterns, more and more the feeling that you're looking at those patterns rather than from in the middle of them, more and more of a feeling that they're happening inside you, all this egoic stuff is happening inside the space of your being rather than to you. Very different. Why wouldn't you want to keep deepening that, you see? So I'm just trying to get you to switch over to this relaxing, you know, the journey goes on forever in some ways, and you can just sit back and put your feet up. The cruise control is on, you're going where you need to go, and just enjoy that journey instead of trying to looking at the map constantly. Where's the next town? You know, is this the final town? Is this the place I'm going to live? You'll live there for a little while, you'll pass through it, and then you'll carry on, because that's where the joy is, to go deeper and deeper and deeper. So I hope that's been helpful. And taking this on board, just noticing this expectation that there is something that can happen to you as a future or present moment event that would change and stop everything. That may or may not happen, but underneath that, as you're seeing and seeing and seeing, something profound is happening. Less and less able to suffer each day. That's so much more important to me. I've seen people have these massive seeings, like I said, and I've never seen them again. Or I see them the week after in the next satsang and they're back to suffering again. Or they've totally forgotten what they've seen because it was too far out of their current paradigm. Ego doesn't accept it and therefore it's covered up again. So they're back to the same old, can you help me see? And there's nothing wrong with that, of course, but a faster, easier way is just to admit and accept part of having a body and mind is that it's going to be able to experience deeper and clearer each and every day. And that could be a wonderful process if you're not looking for a destination. Your destination is here and now, and then the next here and now. Whatever you're experiencing now is your destination. Next time you look, that's also your destination. Countless destinations. So if you're looking at Google Maps and there's a long road and you see the little red thing, you know, destination is here. Imagine infinite ones of those all along. Never ending, just going on forever. Every time and every moment it's telling you, you have reached a destination. Okay, great. Is there more to experience? Yep, you have reached your destination. Yep, you have reached your destination. Over and over and over and over and over again. Complete and complete and complete and even more complete and even more fulfilled and even more satisfied. Different way of being, isn't it? Then some point I'm going to get to this red dot on the map and then I'll finally be happy, because that never works. The closer you get to that red dot in the future, the map moves it up a bit. Have you noticed? And you think you're almost there, and it says take the next left. And you go, well, I thought I was almost there. I think I've pushed that analogy as far as I can go. So just allowing yourself to relax here. Self-inquiry isn't a destination. It's an unfolding. It's a blossoming. It's a deepening. And in that, you can begin to enjoy yourself now and relax. You're always seeing clear as you can in this moment. And there's nothing you can do about that. The next moment will be even clearer. Thank you.